Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We are indeed grateful to be back here on the PNN Live. We are grateful. We pray that you had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful holiday season with your family as we're getting ready to transition over to 2023. I tell you that we're going out with a bang. We're just going out with a bang. And we pray that you had a beautiful Thanksgiving. For those of you that celebrate Christmas, the holiday, we pray that you had an uneventful, meaning that everything went well, that you were able to enjoy your family, that you were able to love on each other. Yes, that you were able to give love, get love, that you were able to refuel, that you were able to be strengthened by the love of your loved ones. And we are grateful. We're grateful to be back here on the PNN. As you know, we were operating on our holiday schedule. We were operating on a holiday schedule for the past about 2 weeks. So we're grateful tonight. We're grateful tonight to be here. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. We do realize that some may be listening on the radio side. But listen, we just want to let you know that we are live tonight. So if you desire to dial into the platform, you can. We would love to hear from you. We just thank God for you tonight. Yes, yes, yes. And we just grateful tonight for each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Again, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Invite someone else to come on in and be a part of tonight's broadcast along with you. Again, we are broadcasting live, so if you're over on the radio side, we do invite you to come on in. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. We just want to again let you know that we are broadcasting live. Amen. We have been operating on our holiday schedule, but tonight, people of God, we are live here in the studio. So come on in. If you're listening on the radio side, if you desire to listen on the radio side, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. But for those that, amen, our faithful listeners that were actually dialing into the broadcast, we want to say welcome. We want to say thank you, thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you, each and every one of you on tonight for coming on in. God bless you tonight, amen. I tell you, I almost would love to have testimony service, but we realize that there are certainly people that are yet transitioning over. So we're not going to do testimony service tonight, amen. And I just thank God that he's given us this technology. Sometimes it's difficult to tell whether it's live or whether it's a recording, a rebroadcasting. But nevertheless, we thank God tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We bless God for you. It's good. It's good to be back here with you. It is so good to be here with you again. Amen. I see our listeners coming on in. God bless you. God bless you as you are coming in. God bless each and every one of you. We certainly have missed you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. As always, go ahead and take someone and tell them that we're here. Let them know that we're live. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on into the broadcast. Amen. Invite them to come on in. To come on in the room. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, just invite them to come on in. Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. Tell them we are broadcasting live again. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we would love to have them here with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, as stated, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here with you live on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just grateful. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. It's another day. It's another hour. Amen. That the Lord has kept us. And for this, we are so very grateful. Amen. Grateful indeed. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, invite someone to come. Tell them to come on in. Let them know that we're live. Amen. We'd love for them to be here with us on tonight. Amen. While you're coming in, just want to ask you to go ahead and get your pen and paper. Get your pen and paper, people of God, and get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We know, amen, that the Lord has something great in store for us. So we want you to get your pen and your pencil and get ready, people of God. Get ready to be blessed. While you're doing that, just want to honor tonight our just want to honor our leaders on tonight. I would like to honor my leaders as well. We do honor your leaders, people of God. We have several different ministries on this line, but I just want to take a moment to honor my leaders. Amen. Jesus, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking God, amen, for him. Glory to God, thanking God for entrusting this outreach ministry into our hands. Amen. It is an outreach ministry. It is not a church. It is not four walls, but we thank God that it is truly built up, amen, with members from all around, from all over the world. We have listeners from all over the world. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for all of our listeners. Amen. Just want to thank God tonight for my senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him out of Trinidad, and Lady Huggins, amen, thanking the Lord on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina, thanking God on tonight, amen. Truly, truly, people of God, the Lord is good, and we're so grateful to him for all that he's doing. He is doing great things in this hour. Just want to give God thanks and praise on tonight for our PNN advisors, thanking the Lord for each and every one of them, thanking the Lord. Amen, Jesus. They've been hanging in there. Glory to God. Many have several, amen, different responsibilities in their local assemblies, in their local churches, amen, but they find a way to lend a hand when they can, amen, to this outreach ministry. So we thank God for whatever they do and all that they do. Amen. We thank the Lord for them, each and every one. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking God for them. Amen, Jesus. There are several that have, amen, gone on to do other things and take on other responsibilities. But we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for those that certainly remain. Amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them. Thanking God, amen, Jesus, for tonight, our scripture reader. God bless each of them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord is good. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. And for you, people of God, we bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. For your attentiveness. Amen. For always coming in to be with us. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your support. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for those of you that are, amen, Jesus, the Lord has, amen, Jesus, unction on your heart to be a blessing, to help us to be relieved of responsibilities, some of the financial responsibilities that we incur in coming on this PNN every night. Amen. We just want to let you know we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank God for you, for helping out in any way that you can. We do. We bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we want to go ahead and get ready. Amen, Jesus, to get ourselves set amen, to get set for the word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We've not been here for a couple of nights, but I don't know about you. I was able to listen in on some of the broadcasts over the holidays, and I was thoroughly blessed. Amen. I was thoroughly blessed. Amen.
The recording has started.
So tonight, people of God, we want to go ahead and get our hearts and our minds ready. Amen, Jesus. We want to go ahead and get our hearts and minds ready. Amen, Jesus, for tonight's broadcast. Glory be to God. We always sanctify the line. Always sanctify the line. Get the line ready. Amen, for what the Lord wants to do. Get our hearts ready. Amen, Jesus. We always do this. So tonight, people of God, we're going to ask, glory to God, missionary fan, if you will come tonight and bless the line, sanctify the line for us on tonight, if you will. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with the praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with the praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we come before You right now in the name of Jesus, giving Your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Thanking You, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God, for being so kind, Lord God. We thank You right now, Lord God. We lift You up right now in the name of Jesus. We come tonight in the name of Jesus, asking You to look upon us tonight, look upon this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask You right now to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, our sins, our iniquities, Lord God. Lord God, our transgressions, Lord God. We come before You tonight, Lord God, asking You, Jesus, to look upon us tonight, Lord God. We come before You tonight repenting, Lord God, for anything that we may have done or said. Oh, God, we come asking You, Lord God, to even forgive us, Lord God, for the very thoughts, Lord God, that may have entered in our mind, Lord God, that was not like You. We come tonight, Lord God, asking You, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God, renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we all come, Lord God, tonight for a need, Lord God. We come, Lord God, looking for an answer, Lord God, to problems, Lord God, an answer to sickness, Lord God. Lord God, we come tonight just looking, Lord God, for You to bless us, Lord God, in a mighty way. Lord God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus to say thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God, for allowing us to see another day, Lord God. Lord God, You brought us, Lord God, from January to this point in time, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, we give You the praise. We give You the glory. We give You the honor, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lost loved ones, Lord God. We lost family members, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but you've been so good to us still, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you have not let us down, Lord God. You've been, Lord God, in everything that we needed you to be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for, Lord God, being a healer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being a savior, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being everything, Lord God, that we need you to be, Lord God. When we call on your name, Lord God, you are right there, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, with arms wide open, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, and say thank you. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for bringing us through, Lord God, for bringing us out, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, and we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to take us higher, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to strengthen us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to help us to be hearers and doers of your word, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. We realize and know that we're here, Lord God, and some got different needs, Lord God, but whatever the need is, Lord God, we ask you to supply it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, set free, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save tonight. Filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Don't let any of us, Lord God, leave this line the same way we came, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to speak it tonight, Lord God. Bless right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, make the word easy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to be hearers, Lord God, of your word, Lord God. Doers of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, look on Minister Bradley tonight. Lord God, supply her needs, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. For you see and you know everything, Lord God. We ask you to move for her tonight, and we thank you for her. We thank you, Lord God, for her. We magnify you right now. We glorify you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. She's been here, Lord God, and she's doing your will, Lord God. She sees the need of the people, Lord God. Thank you for touching her heart, Lord God, that we may be blessed, Lord God, in these hard times, Lord God, in these times, Lord God, that you soon to come, Lord God, and you knew that we was going to need a word. We was going to need, Lord God, further instructions to go farther in you. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, tonight, because you are worthy, Lord God, of every praise, of every hallelujah, of every thank you, Jesus. And that we do, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. Just tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God. Just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Let's thank him in advance for what he's already done. Let's thank him in advance. Glory to God for what he is about to do. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Thank you. Thank you, missionary fan. Glory to God. Thank you for, amen, Jesus. Thank you, glory to God, for that fervent, fervent prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to, amen, make ready for our scripture reading on tonight. We want to ask, glory to God, Sister Mary Hollins, if you would, glory to God, come and give us our scripture reading for tonight.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisor, prayer warrior, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 11th through the 14th verse. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. I read to you the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, 11th through the 14th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen, Jesus. We bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight, people of God, for the promises of God, for he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so for that, we are very grateful for his promises. Amen. Because one thing he cannot do, he cannot lie. And we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for the word of God. Amen, Jesus. We just want to let our listeners know that we are not on our holiday schedule on tonight, that we are indeed broadcasting live for the past 2 weeks. We have been listening with our radio audience. But for those that are perhaps dialing in now, we just want to let you know that you can actually dial in and be with us here on the platform. Don't forget, amen, we are indeed live on tonight. Amen, Jesus. You can certainly listen on our radio side, but certainly if you would like to join us on our platform, amen, requesting prayer, et cetera, you can do that. Listen, just dial 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. If you're listening by radio and you would like to dial in and at time of requesting of prayers, amen, Jesus, you can certainly come over and make your prayer request known. Amen. And we'll certainly touch and agree with you. Amen. Even as was stated in our prayer, so much has happened. Glory to God. So much is need. The need is great among us. And we're just here trying to be a lifeline, trying to be a light unto those, amen, Jesus, that may be going through difficult times. Amen. Again, if you're listening on the radio side, certainly you can dial in with us. We're live. Again, the number is 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And before our speaker comes on tonight, amen, just a little song that dropped in my heart, and I just want to sing a little portion of it on tonight. The song says, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor be very sure, be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He's the one. That rock is Jesus. God's only Son. Be very sure. Be very sure. Hey, that your anchor holds and grips the solid, the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is the one. That rock is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God's only Son. Be very sure. Glory to God. Be very sure that your anchor holds, that your anchor holds, that your anchor holds and grips the solid, the solid rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, we've got to be sure, hallelujah. Glory to God that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Glory to God, hallelujah. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid. Hey, the solid rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I'm just feeling that tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to be sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We do. Amen. Give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. For he is the rock of ages. Amen. And we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Thank God for each of you that have tuned in to be with us tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. We're Global Outreach Ministry, and we're grateful. Amen. Grateful to each of you for joining us live on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus. But we just wanted to encourage somebody on tonight. Amen. We just want to encourage someone to, amen, hold on. Glory to God. Be sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. And tonight we are so grateful, glory to God, to bring to your front, amen, a woman of God, a woman of God who loves the Lord. She's just, amen, Jesus. She's just, in her own right. Amen, Jesus. She's an encourager. She's an exhorter. Amen, Jesus. She's a prayer warrior. She's a preacher. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She will prophesy. Amen, Jesus, if thus saith the Lord. We're grateful tonight for her. People of God, we're grateful that she's a part of our advisory board. Glory to God, she certainly is no stranger. Amen, Jesus, I believe when the Lord first gave this vision to me, amen, Jesus, she was the first advisor, amen, that I went to, glory to God, and I would go back and forth and back and forth, amen, Jesus, as the Lord was crafting, as the Lord was developing this PNN, amen, glory to God. So she has certainly been a rock in my life. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She tells it flat-footed just like it is. She doesn't cut any corners. Amen. But she has a heart of compassion. Glory to God. She has a heart, amen, Jesus, for God, a heart after God for his people. We're grateful tonight, people of God, to bring before your front, to introduce to some, present to others, all the way out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. We're grateful tonight to bring before your front again our PNN advisor, one of our PNN advisors, none other than Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God
bless
you.
Each and every one of you. Thank God for you tonight. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the pastors and all the bishops and all the leaders. Thank God for my leaders and your leaders. We thank God tonight. We thank God for new beginning, new hope. We thank God tonight for the song. All we got to be sure, saints, that we have gripped this solid rock and that our anchor hold. We thank God that Jesus is the rock. Jesus is that rock. We thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. We praise God for you being here tonight. We thank and we praise God, saints of God, that he have brought us. The Lord have brought us to this day, this time, this hour, just to lift his name up. We bless the name of the Lord for his people from all over the world. We thank God for his people far and near. We thank God for his people. We praise God for those that have come, and we praise God for those that he's drawn unto him. We thank and we praise God for that tonight. We just got to make sure. We got to make very sure that we have gripped this solid rock and our anchor hold. What do you mean? What do you mean? And that rock is Jesus. And that rock won't give away. It will not give away, saint. We bless the name of the Lord. I praise God for being with you once again. And Father God, as we approach you tonight, we come to tell you thank you most of all for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Father God, we come tonight just to lift your name up because, God, you're so worthy. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for health, and we thank you for strength. Father God, we thank you for our mind and the desire to tell you thank you. And Lord God, we thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for his life, his death, his burial. Oh, we bless your holy name for his resurrection. Then let us know, God, we can rise from any dead situation. We can rise, God, in the name of Jesus, and be strengthened and be made whole. We say thank you tonight. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for our mind being regulated. We thank you for our heart being fixed tonight. We thank you for our pathway be made straight tonight. Oh, we thank you for your righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for hope. We thank you for joy, because your joy is our strength. Hey, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, family. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the grandchildren and those that have husbands and wives. And those that desire husbands and wives, we come to say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this ministry, this brand new network, God, all over the world. We thank you for those that tune in by way of radio or however they come and they sit and they listen and hear the word of God. Now, Lord God, I ask you to anoint my lips of clay that I speak at the orders of God. I ask you, Lord God, that you place a word on my lips, that you see and know the needs of your people. Meet the needs of the people, Father. Instruct your people. Strengthen them where they've been made weak. Build them up where they've been torn down, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. Continue to bless the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. And continue to bless this ministry and the work of Minister Bradley Hand. And wherever her feet thread, Father, continue to bless God in the name of Jesus. Meet every need and give her her heart desire. In the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. We love you and we adore you now. And we do appreciate you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be very sure that we have gripped the solid rock and our anchor hold. You better be sure. Be very sure that that rock is Jesus. Be very sure, because no matter what you come up against, it won't give away. It and everything else, saints, people of God, it may give away, but he won't. He won't. He'll say, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will go with you to the end of the world. That's a promise. That's a word that you can stand sure on. The Lord will never leave you. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with you. He with you. We have to take him at his word. When we grip that solid rock, regardless of where you find yourself at, regardless of what's going on in your life, you can trust God and take God at his word. Why did you say that? Because he's faithful. God is so faithful, saint. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful. Are we faithful? Are we faithful to our word? When God make a promise, he make good on his promise. Are we making good on the promise we make him? God is sure. Promises. Yeah, and amen. And we can stand on that solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. Up on this rock. Hey. He said, I'll build my church. Yes, he did say it. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He just said one try. But it will not prevail against it. Can't overthrow you. When you trust in the Lord and you do good, let the Lord direct your path. In all of our ways, that we just say, acknowledge him. In all our ways, not some. He said he'll direct our path. But we got to acknowledge him. And be honest and open with him. Because he already knows what's in our heart. And he'll direct our path. He said he would. And I believe he will. I know he will. Matter of fact, I just don't believe. I know he will. I know he will. Regardless of where you find yourself in life, the Lord wants to strengthen you. Are we winding down in 2022? Thank you, Holy Ghost. 2022. Lost didn't make it. A lot of people going through bereavement. A lot of people have lost. Not just family members, jobs, homes, cars, savings, our friends, relationships. A lot of people have lost. But the Lord wants to restore unto us all that the cankerworm have eaten. The Lord wants to restore unto us. And all that's going on in the world, have the Lord not kept you? Have the Lord not fed us? Have the Lord not clothed us? Have the Lord not provided a roof over our heads? Might have not been what we want it to be sometimes, but he's a great provider. Ah, he provides even for those that may sleep on the street or in a cardboard box. He still provided. And some of those people, more grateful than us, that has running water and can turn up your thermostat and go in there and cook you a meal of food or take a hot shower. The Lord is still providing for us. Even in the midst of a pandemic, he has blessed us with health. Even if you're going to the doctor gave you a bad report, he's still blessing you. He's still keeping you. He's still sustaining us. He's still. Even when we err and we fall short from day to day, and get us up and give us new mercy, a new beginning, that we can get a brand new start and forget those things that are behind us, and that we can press on some more. Why? For the prize of the high calling. Where is it? It in Christ Jesus. We don't have to remain in the state that we're in or in the state that we were off. We can press forward in God. Hey, in God. On the money, say, in God we trust. We can press through aggravation, frustration, loneliness, despair. Tell us tonight, if God started a good work in you, he'll finish what he started, but you got to let it. Oh, because he's too intelligent just to break in. Oh, we got to allow God. We got to allow God. We got to allow God to finish. Oh, I know it gets rough. Don't get me wrong. I understand sometimes we come up against things, honey, seems like it's just going to take the last breath and knock the last wind out you. But somehow, some way, you find yourself together some strength. You pull yourself up. And you say, Lord, I'm sorry I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, Lord, that I shouldn't have allowed myself to get caught up in a situation such as this. Father, I'm asking you in that area where I got some vulnerabilities. I need you to strengthen me there. I need you to build me up. Unto a place of righteousness. There's some things about me, God, that old man want to creep again and want to come and overtake me in situations. But you told me that you would not allow anything to overtake me. But he told us also that if we got to delight ourselves, we got to delight ourselves in the Lord. Didn't he tell us that? Delight yourself in the Lord. Didn't he tell us that? Delight yourself in the Lord. Psalms 37:4. When we delight ourselves in the Lord. I said, I'm going to make that. Well, this is to leave an impression in our forefront of our brains, our mind, our hearts, and our spirit. Delight yourself. Where? In the Lord. Delight yourself in where? In the Lord. Not in my habits. Delight yourself in the Lord. Not in my shortcomings. Excuse me. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Not the will of my flesh. And he will. Who will? The Lord will. And he will give you what? The desires of your heart. But then he tells us, wait patiently upon the Lord. Uh-huh. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. So wait on it. You can't get in front of it. Then you hinder your blessings. You don't want to get in front of him. Because you delay your blessing. You delay your strength. You delay your healing. You delay the husband. You delay the wife. You delay the children being delivered. You delay yourself being delivered. You delay prison doors, jailhouse doors be open. You delay that settlement. You delay it. When we get in our way, we'll delay things. Because if we walk after the will of the flesh, what we going to do? We're going to fulfill the lust of our flesh. But when we walk after the Spirit of the living God, we'll fulfill the things of the Spirit. And that's what the Word says, saints. That's what the Word says. Now, I come to encourage us tonight. Delight yourself in the Lord. Ollie, delight yourself in the Lord. So he can give you the desires of your heart. What is your desire? I desire to please God. I desire to be pleasing unto God. I desire that the Lord, when he see me, his face can shine upon me. That's my desire. I desire that the Lord can look at me and he can smile. That's my desire. I desire that God be pleased with me. That's my desire. If we hunger and thirst after him, we'll be full. If we hunger and thirst after him, if we seek him, we'll find him. And if we knock, the doors will be open. He'll fill us. We got the hunger and thirst after him. He'll fill us. If we seek him, and all, not some, all of his righteousness, all of it, he shall give us, y'all, the desires of our heart. He will. He knows us well. We wrong. Hey, God know the way you were going to take before you took it. He know the way we were going to take before we took it. God even know every situation and circumstance we're going to get caught up in. Oh, didn't nothing catch you by surprise. Some things may catch you by surprise, but that absolutely nothing catches God by surprise. Why you say that? He said, I know the way you take before you take it. I know your thoughts that are for all. So nothing about you hid from me. Nothing, absolutely nothing about you is hid from me. So he invites us to come naked before him. Naked before him. Laid all on the line. And knowing that we nothing without him. Knowing we can't do nothing without him. Saints, the children couldn't up. Husband couldn't up. People in the church couldn't up. People on your job cutting up. Finances cutting up. Flesh cutting up. Health cutting up. But we got to delight ourselves in it. We got to delight ourselves in the Lord so he can give us the desires of our heart. And when we do that, when we delight ourselves in God, but I know, that was Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know. He didn't say I think. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say might. Glory to God. He didn't say I believe. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Sometimes you got to come to I know. I know this that bothered me today. It will bother me on tomorrow. This thing that got me in bondage today, I will not permit it to keep me in bondage. I know according to what the words say. I can speak those things that are not as though they were. I'm telling you now what bothered me today. I refuse to allow it to bother me tomorrow. Sometime your tomorrow could be your today. Jeremiah 29:11 says to us tonight, listen to what the words say. Listen to what the words say. See, because heaven and earth can pass, but the word of God don't stand. For I know, thank you, the plan I have for you. He know the plan he have for you. Get from in front of the plan. Plan leads you. Let the plan direct you. Get out of the way of his plan. Declare the Lord's plan. Let me read this again. For I know the plan I have for you. Declares the Lord. The Lord say, now listen. Not declare me. But now if I declare the word, that is him. Declares the Lord. He declares this. He declared. That's what he said. You can depend on my word. Your welfare. And not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. To prosper you and give you an expected end. That's the plan. That you be in good health. And that we prosper. Even as our soul prospers. That's the plan. That we have life and have it more abundantly. That's the plan. That we have eternal life to glory. That's the plan. We don't have to wait till no battle's over. We can shout now. And when we start declaring the word of God in our life, whatever hurts you, wherever you're hurting at, wherever you're weak at, whatever you're struggling with, when you walk in your home, in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, like I just got up off my seat. I just got up. And I declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ, I refuse to let the enemy come and steal and kill and destroy that that God have blessed me with. I refuse to allow the enemy to come and steal my joy. I refuse to let the enemy come and steal my health. I refuse to let the enemy come and steal me out of my place that God has set me. I refuse to let the enemy come and steal me and knock me off the path and the journey God got me on. I refuse to allow the enemy to rob me of my thought. I refuse to allow the enemy to come, and I refuse to be a hindrance to my own self. I refuse, to be an enemy to myself. I refuse, I refuse, oh my Lord, I refuse to give him power and authority over me. I refuse to go back. I refuse to go back and let an old man to come alive and have control over me. I refuse. Why? Why did you say that? Why? God's been too good. God done brought us a long way. God has. A lot of us more blessed now than we ever been. And God wants to trust us with greatness and great things. But first of all, we got to get our priorities in the right place. So I come to encourage us tonight. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to me. See, this is good for me. It's good for me. I have to refuse. I have to refuse. I have to do it. To come off the wall, I have to refuse to allow my flesh to rule over me. I have to refuse. See, because that scripture declares the enemy. He'll leave you for a time and a season. Did he not say so? He'll leave you for a time and a season. And then it'll come back and see us at house swept clean. What do he mean? I leave for a time and a season. And I come back and see, are you still holy? Are you still saved? Are you still holding on? I come back and see, can I ruffle your feather? I come back and see, can I the old girl or the old man wants to live. And then he don't come back just by himself. He come back with extra. See, that God have once delivered us over. That God have brought us through, that we have overcame. Then the enemy don't come back just by himself. He come back with more demons, conniving, deceitfulness. He come back with more lies. He come back with more extra. He come back with it. Manipulation. He come back with extra to overthrow you. And if you yield your members to him, and if you yield your body to him, if whatever you yield up to him, you think he's just going to let you go easy? Oh, he may make you think that, oh, the day you got by, but he just sitting there waiting because something been stirred up in you. And now this thing is wrestling you with it, and it's stirred up now, and now it wants to live. And you have to starve sin. You have to starve your flesh of those things that corrupt things that will cause you to do things against the will of God. We have to allow God to be God of the whole body, not just certain part of our body, but the whole body. Because we don't know the day, the hour when the Son of Man should appear. I had a friend, a friend woman of mine, a woman of God I've been knowing for some years. So I'm told now, I want you to hear me well and hear me pray. I am told I have been told that she testified at Bible study, and she asked for prayer for her sister, and I'm asking for prayer for the family. I'll tell you in a minute. And then she fell dead. I said, what a good way to go. And praising God, a good way to go and praising God. Do I hate? Do I'm sad? Am I not sad? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'll be lying if I say that my heart have not been touched. But knowing that the Lord have done what he know best, and she died in the house of the Lord doing what she loved, praising him. Fell last night. That's why we can't afford to pray without our salvation. Me wrong, y'all. All of us got some junk. Every last one of us got some stuff that'll drive you to the throne of God. But we got to hold fast our faith in God. We got to trust that God will deliver because he's a mighty deliverer. But we got to allow ourselves to rest upon him, and we got to take ourselves, throw ourselves up on him and tell him, now, Lord, this is my issue. Now, look here. Now, I'm just a liar. Tell him. Be straight up with me already. No. I had in the world. I had overcame this, but for some reason, God, we'd be having a conversation, and I don't even have to tell a lie. And before I know it, it jumped out my mouth. Then I asked myself a question. Lord, why did I tell that lie? That wasn't even necessary. Why did I do that? I didn't even have to say nothing. They weren't even talking to me, no way. And I just don't got in this conversation, and I don't got caught up and don't lie. Why, God? Did I allow myself to get in this conversation? But, Lord, you tell God you're not going to carry no fight. And I don't want this to be part of me. Why? Because who's the father of all lies? The devil. Who is a deceiver? The devil. Now, Lord, that I got myself caught up in running my mouth talking about something I don't even know if this stuff's true or not. I'm bite, tooth breaking. Now I'm running my mouth. And now I'm caught up in things that I'm told other people don't get caught up in. And now here I go. I got myself caught up in this talking stuff I don't know and being a tooth breaker my own self. Now I don't want to open my mouth and say something I shouldn't have said. And I don't know if I'm lying or telling the truth. And then you told me be slow to speak and swift to hear. But now I'm being quick to speak and being slow to hear. I'm doing it backwards. Told me, Lord, if I acknowledge you in all my ways, that you'll direct my path. Now I'm just going before you and making decisions. They hadn't asked you nothing. Hadn't said anything to you. Hadn't even said, Lord, guide me. Hadn't said, God, I would like to go do this. Is it pleasing to you? Is this the right season? Is this the right time? I don't want to do nothing out of your will. I don't want to do anything, God, that can't bring you no glory. Now, Lord, I really would like to go get this here, but is this the right season? It's not wrong for you having a desire and you want a thing, but you want to get it in the right season. Do that make sense? You want to make sure your season is right, because if we move without moving within our season, we could mess up some things. Because that God bless you with, that God give you, you don't have to worry about it. Oh, you may have some struggle, but I declare, if God give it to you, he's able to keep it. He's going to keep it. He will. He will provide and make sure that he blessed you with, it adds no sorrow. But we got to submit our ways unto the Lord so he can direct our path tonight, saints. I'm not going to spend all night. I just want to encourage us tonight, telling us, delight yourself, saints, in the Lord so he can direct your path. And pray for the Richardson and the Morris family. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray to God heal and deliver. Pray to God give strength. Pray for them. Just pray for them. And pray for people all over. Pray for the children all over the world. Pray, say, because people are hurting. People are going through. People are facing so much, and their warfare is so heavy, and they battle so many things. And just pray that God will strengthen them in the area where they have been made weak, that he'll build them up where they've been torn down. Pray for them, saints. Pray. Pray for them as you were praying for yourself and your own children. You don't have to know them. Pray for women, single women that are struggling and having a battle within themselves, their own flesh. The Bible said better the marriage than the burn, but he also told us to wait on the Lord. And a man that thought us a wise thought us a good thing. Wait patiently upon the Lord. Wait on him. He'll give you desires of your heart. Wait on him. Men are struggling, having issue within their flesh. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. It's real. And that's why it's best for us to wait. Wait it out. And God did not tell you it was wrong to desire things. He said, delight yourself in me. And I'll give you the desires of your heart, but will you wait on me? Let me give it to you. Let me give it to you. Let me prepare them. Let me condition them. Let me make them ready for you. You go back in the scripture. Before Eve came, God made sure Adam was able to take care. Did he not? Before he brought forth Eve, God had everything in place. Before Eve came forth, God had all the fruits, all the trees that was good to eat on, all the animals, everything was in place before he brought forth Eve. Even though Eve was there all the time, and Adam, even though she was there all the time, but God made sure that man was able and capable providing for the wife. Sometimes we as women get out of our place. We don't allow the man to do what he's supposed to do. We jump in front of him. And then we keep him weak. He want to come forth and just stand and be a man that God had ordained and be the leader that God ordained. And the God, the man that's able to lead you, that God have ordained that he does. Because we get out of place. We as women have to help men to stay in their place. We as women have to resist them and help them to be strong. Likewise, strong men, you have to do the same for women. None of us without sin. Come tonight to encourage you. Everybody going through something. Yours may not be like mine. Mine may not be like yours. But we all facing something. We all have some issues. Every family, everything in my family is in yours. That's why he told us to pray ye one for the other. Encourage ye one another. Build up one another. Because it may be raining around my door now. It may be raining around yours later. That's why we don't have no time to pick daisies. Time is for spent now. We got to make sure and very sure that we had gripped a solid rock in our anchor hold. The word of God said, delight yourself. Delight yourself. Where? Where you going to delight yourself at? Delight yourself where? In the Lord, and he will give you, give us, give me the desires of your heart. We could speak those things that are not as though they were. We come to encourage you tonight. And every year people make a new declaration. They decree a new declaration for the next year. I ask the Lord to help me to fulfill those declarations and promises already made you. Help me to fulfill those things. Every year, no negativities coming in my life and everything negative. I'm just going to push it out of the way. I declare. Sometimes it's best for us to just keep quiet. The enemy know you mean business. Some things you do. And you have to put stuff on your feet. And you have to put your foot on it. And mean what you say. Sometimes you put your feet on it, your foot on it, and twist it. You under my feet. You're not going to control me, whatever it may be. Call it by his name. We know what bothers us. We know what buffer us about. Call it by his name. I'll put you under. That once bothered me and buffed me about, I refuse to allow you to keep buffing me about. Bottom line. Why you say that? Stand on what the word has said. Stand on it. And let God prove who he is in you. If somebody know you don't stump your toe, don't worry about if they're talking about you, scandalize your name. Just keep living a good life and keep living right as much as possible that you know how. And therefore, you need to be strengthened. That ask God to strengthen you. Therefore, you need to be built up. Ask God to build you up and let the Lord blessing overtake you. Don't hold no grudges. Repent and let it go and forgive. You don't want things to hinder and block your blessings. It's not that serious. It's not that important. And we don't want nothing going to hinder us from being able. Huh. Now, we don't see him. A lot of us don't see him. Going to see the Lord. But how you going to see him? I want to see him in peace. I want to hear him say, well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. I want to hear him say, you've been faithful in a few things. Oh, you don't have to try to mouth a whole lot. Be faithful in a few things. Glory be to God, and I make you rule over many. Don't try to be many masters. Oh, sweet Jesus, take off the facade. Pull off those layers. You don't impress somebody, impress the Lord. And if I be impressed with you, so be it. But I want to be inspiring to somebody to do right, to live right, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God loves you tonight, and so do I. God loves you. Delight ourselves in him so he can give us the desires of our heart. And if God made a promise, don't give up. Hold fast to the promise that he made, because see, that promise is faith. And it's not the will of God that any of us perish, but that we all repent. It's not God's will that no one perish. It's not God's will. It's never been God's will that man perish. That's why he gave us Jesus, to restore us back unto the Father, back unto God, in our rightful place. In our heavenly places. It's never with the will of God. And God always have a plan. He always make a way of escape for his people. We just got to seek for the way. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he life. God is. Because God is, we are tonight. In the family of the living God, we're a royal priesthood. Yes, we are. You got to see yourself in royalty. You got to see yourself as a glorious church. We got to see ourselves being the bride of Christ until your husband gets there. If you're his bride, you don't want to do nothing to defile the body. I'm his bride. Are you his bride? I said it and I mean it. I sure said it. He's my sustainer. No. Yes, he is. He's my strength. He's my joy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's my protector. He's yours too. He's yours too. But you can say it. Say it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you tonight. We don't want to tie you out. We just wanted to come and encourage you tonight. We know a lot of things going on. We know that. We understand. The people is battling through so much sickness and so much things going on in our lives. And if some of us do out of one thing, before you get out of one thing, you right into another one. But I want to let us know we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We can do it. We can do it. God give us the strength we can get through any situation, any circumstance. And don't think you're a lone ranger. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. Yours may be this way, mine may be that way, but we all going through something tonight, saints. Women of God, men of God, children of the Most High God. We all facing something. Pray for your bishop. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the apostles and the prophets. Pray for the evangelists. Pray for the teachers. Pray for the body of Christ as a whole. Pray for those that have come and those that must come. Pray for them. Pray for them. We all going through something, and we all standing in need of prayer. We all have need of God's mercy. We all have need of God's deliverance. We all have need. And only that's things that only God can deliver us over. Some things you'll wrestle with for years, but God will deliver, and he will do it on time. Paul said, I found out I had a memo. I've got a warfare in my mind. The same won't leave me alone. Things I shouldn't do, I find myself doing it. But God is a deliverer. And Paul said, should I continue sin? He said, no, God forbid, so do I. We can. Say that. We can. Do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Now get up out of the place you're sitting in. We can walk. Do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Strengthen me to get up. I declare and decree. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And he will strengthen you to do that that is right and pleasing in his sight. He'll strengthen you. If you want to be strength, he'll keep you. If you want to be kept, if you want to be strengthened, he'll strengthen you. If you want to be kept, he'll keep you. If you want to be, want him to lead and guide you, he'll direct you. He'll protect you. But there's nothing can come in our life that the Lord don't already know about, because nothing catches him by surprise. God bless you tonight. God bless you. If there's anyone desires prayer, you can hit star, come on over and request prayer. And if you heard the word and you were strengthened, if you heard the word and you was encouraged, if you heard the word and you was delivered, if you heard the word and it went in your spirit, and it come up out of your innermost sanctum, and you declare and decree tonight, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I will delight myself in the Lord. If that's your faith, some people can hear the word, and they can rise to the occasion. Some of us need just someone to come and touch and agree with us, and that we may get strength. God have made all of us different. He has, and I'm glad about it. Are you? He has made all of us different. Some people can catch a hidden word of God and hold fast to it and pay it. They can just take the root with it. Some people can't. If you want to hold that meat better, you need someone to come and touch and agree with you, you could come. If you have a family member you need prayer for, you can come. You can come to Jesus anytime. He's waiting. He's waiting. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. We can come to him. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We need you. Yes, I do. We need you. We need you. Yes, sir. Hey, we need you.
Yes, I do.
Lord, hey. We need you.
We need you.
Yeah.
We need you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We need you. Yeah. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. Yeah. Strengthen us, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Glory.
Yes,
glory.
Yes,
strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Whoa. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
you. Ah.
My God. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
glory. Yes.
Ah, yes,
Lord.
Jesus, Mighty. Ah, Mighty. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Oh, yes. Higher, higher, higher.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
glory.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Glory to God.
Tell him, yeah.
Ah,
tell him,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell him, yeah.
Mm.
Tell him, yeah.
Mm.
Tell him, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
My, 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 my.
I love you, Jesus. I love you.
Love ya.
Love
ya.
I love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I love
yeah,
Basha. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, God.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I do.
Mama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. Oh, I feel
all right now,
saint. Yeah, yes, I do.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want you some strength, I'll praise him for it. If you want your deliverance, I'll praise him for it. If you want healing, I'll praise him for it. If you need a son of I'll praise him for it. If you want your family saved, I'll praise him for it. Whatever you need tonight.
Yeah.
Don't wait till old you can praise him right now. You can praise him right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Lord. He want a commitment. He want a commitment, and you can praise him. You can praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord desires praise from you. God desires a praise from you. God desires a praise from you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to our God. Glory be to the Most High. Glory
yes,
be to the
yes,
Most
yes, yes.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I thank you, sir. I thank you, Father. I thank
yes,
you, Jesus. I thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, I do. Thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Is that one need prayer? Get that one need prayer. I feel all right, children. Hey. I'm not waiting on balance over. Hallelujah. Thank you. How glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey. Glory to God.
Yes,
thank you,
Mama. Yes, Mama.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, sir, thank you now. Would that be one? Would that be
praise
one?
The Lord.
Praise the
praise
Lord.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
The name of the Lord. Thank
this
you,
Sister
sir.
Kathy.
Sister who?
Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy Brown.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. I want to get prayer for a problem that I had going on in my body. I truly believe that the Lord touched me when y'all was singing that praise a while ago. I truly feel like the Lord touched my body doing that praise, that song of praise that y'all was doing a while ago. But I clicked over to get prayer for my body, for a situation I had going on in my body. You know, but I truly believe the Lord touched my body a while ago, but I did click over to get prayer, so.
Pastor's going on in my body.
I'm having a problem with my intestines, and I had to go to I was in the hospital a couple of nights, you know, for a problem that I was having in my, with my intestines and stuff, so. And I still trying to, every time I try to eat some food or put some food in my stomach, it bothered me. I'd be in such pain, so much pain, you know, until I got to the point where I can't eat any solid food or anything. You know, every time something hit my stomach, I just go in so much pain. So I had to change my eating habits, but I still got to put something in my stomach. So I just want to get prayer that the Lord just heal what's going on inside me. I truly believe he can do it. I know and believe he can do it.
He can do it. He can do it. And Sister Betty, Sister Kathy, I'm sorry. God bless Sister Betty. God bless Sister Betty. God bless Sister Betty. Sister Kathy.
No.
God bless Sister Betty. God bless her. God strengthen her. God be with her. God lead her. God guide her. And God protect her. Almighty God, Almighty God, let your anointing fall on her afresh in the name of Jesus. Sister Betty, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Meet every need, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. I know I'm saying, Sister Betty. I'm saying, Sister Betty, because that's what fell in the spirit. Sister Betty.
Yeah.
Sister Betty, I don't know if she's on here tonight or not.
She's on
the line. But I declare the Christ. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Be strengthened, I say, now, in the Lord. Be strengthened, I say,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. In the power of this night, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, let your anointing fall afresh in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. To destroy every yoke. To destroy every yoke.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I declare and I declare it. By the power
Lord.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare and decree this night, God, for Sister Catherine. Her intestines, God. You know what the doctor told her. I don't
Jesus.
Know. But you know,
Jesus.
God. You know what it is. You know what it is, God. But you created the intestine. You made the intestine. And you were able to speak to the intestine and tell it to be made whole. Not just to be healed, but be made whole. You were able, God, to turn it around for her. You were able, God, to turn it around. So what if you got to so what if you got to eat liquid? So what, God, in the name of Jesus? You're a God that's able to heal. You're the God can do anything but fail. You said if we but believe, God. If we but believe, God, when we pray, if we but believe, you're going to have those things that we ask. And you declare and decree by your word. If we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desire from our heart. In the name of Jesus, she desired to be healed. She desired to be healed. She desired to be healed. In the name of Jesus, and we call her in heaven. Come subject to the will of God. Come subject to the word of God.
Yes,
come subject to the anointing of God.
Yes,
come
subject
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we don't
of
ask
Jesus.
You. We declare and decree. We command you to come subject in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, she says she believed that when the praise was going on, she was healed. That she believed when the praise was gone, she said she was touched. Now, God, I am in agreement with us. I am in agreement with us. But I go further than that. Make a hole.
Yeah,
Make a hole. That she can go back and show herself.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We know you've done it once. You can do it again. You that same God. You that same God that healed and left you. You the same God that parted the Red Sea. You the same God to let that be in it was. You the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Send your anointing, God, to destroy every yoke and every sickness and every disease. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I know it's your will. I know it's your will. I know it's your will that we be in good health. It's your will that we be in good health and that we prosper even as our soul prosper. It's your will because that's what the scripture declared. And I am in agreement with what the scripture said now. I'm in agreement. And we declare and decree in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Every day, baby, tell him thank you. Every day when you go out, you open your mouth, you put your hand on your stomach. So you already don't ask for prayer. We don't came in touch and agree. Now you just tell him thank you. Just go in and just begin to thank you for healing your intestine. Then you just go about in the house and let people think you're crazy anyway. So why? No, go ahead. And just go ahead and just begin to declare and decree. Just begin to declare and decree. It takes the foolish thing to confine the wise. And you just get up in the morning, all through the night, and just rub your stomach and just say, intestine, I'm here. Tell it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the doctor told you, whatever name the doctor gave you that you didn't give me, call it by his name. That's what the doctor said. And tell you don't have no dominion over me.
Yes,
you know, we tell some things. We don't tell everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the doctor told you, whatever name the doctor told you, you call it by his name and tell it you don't have dominion over this body. God bless you now.
Thank you.
God bless you. Oh, thank him. God be the glory. All the glory goes to God. It belongs to the Lord. But will there be another one? Will there be one more? One more?
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I would like to ask prayer for a family member, Arthur. Uh-huh. He has sickness in his body.
Arthur? Which one of Arthur?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm told that his cancer has come back.
Okay, which Arthur? Arthur, we got two Arthurs. Lee, Arthur Lawson, which
my
one?
My cousin. Cousin Arthur. Arthur.
Okay, that's what I... Okay, Arthur Lawson. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Sister Mayor. I want to make sure I get our authors right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you got the brother, then we got the cousin. So we want to make sure they both are cousin to me. Okay, Arthur Lawson. Oh. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mayor. God bless you. There be another one? I said one more, but I'm going to open the line, leave the line open for one more. If there be one more, spirit is moving. While the water's troubled, come. Come. When I start praying for our brother Arthur, you come while the water's being troubled. Now, when I start praying for him, I said, if there be one more, you come now. Come. Come now. And we have to learn obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice, brother Arthur Lawson. And then you decide to come after the fact. I say, if there be another one, come now.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
This Sister Betty, I thank you for your prayer. I already got something else. Thank you so much. Because I've been in the hospital and I'm so weak. But God showed you to me. Just keep praying for me. I know I'm going to make it.
Lord, Sister Betty,
Lord, Sister Betty, you fell in my spirit.
Strengthen her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to strengthen her.
Yes,
continue to strengthen her. Continue to strengthen her, Father. I don't know what it is, but you know. You allowed her to fall in the spirit, Father, and I know you did it for a reason. We trust you to heal. Yay. Okay. Mighty God, in your son Jesus' name, thank you for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith, Father. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray and declare and decree that you God. And besides you, there is no other. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now you are our God. You are our Lord. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. And we say thank you. The God of Israel, he that keepeth thee. You won't slumber nor will you sleep. We thank you. We thank you now. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Minister Bradley, Minister Bradley, God bless you. God keep you. God watch over you. God lead and guide you. God direct you. God bless the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus, give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fear not. Fear not, for the Lord is with you.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is with you to bring everything to the position that he has spoken concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He will prove everything that he has said. He will bring it that they man to behold. It was he that said it. In the name of Jesus. It was he that said it. And it's he that will bring it to fruition. That they will see and know he is God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is God. And besides him, there is no other. In Jesus' name, go in peace and serve the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to give God thanks and give God praise. Hallelujah for all that he's done on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him glory on tonight for his word, for his messenger on tonight. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo, glory to God. We thank him tonight. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. As the word said, amen. If we will delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. So good to hear you, people of God. So very good to hear you live. Amen. Each of you, God bless you, Mother Betty. God bless you on tonight, Sister Kathy. God bless you tonight. Amen. Jesus, Sister Mary. Amen. God bless you, Minister Ollie. God bless you, Missionary Fan. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Did not our hearts burn on tonight? Glory to God. We thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. We thank him for what he's done, and we embrace it. We embrace all that the Lord has done. Let us embrace it. Glory to God. Let us pull strength. Hallelujah. Let us pull strength. Glory to God from him. Glory to God from his presence. Let us pull strength. Glory to God for all that we need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. His hand has provided. Hallelujah. He has provided tonight. He has provided tonight. He has provided tonight. And we give God higher. Woo, glory of all shade, God. We thank you. Glory to God. He has provided tonight. We thank him for strengthening. We thank him for healing on tonight. Glory to God. We're touching and agreeing as one. And we believe that it's already done. Amen. We bless God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Glory to God. All you need to do is text us. Just text us and let us know that you would like to have a copy. There are two numbers. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. 3918. Also, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. And for those of you that are listening on the radio side, amen, you can also reach out to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp, amen. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. And that number, again, is 678-608, amen, Jesus, 7234, amen. And we will get a copy to you. Thank God for you, amen, that are already texting to get your copy. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Don't forget, people of God, you can also go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, or you can go out to our prayer group, the New Reart Prayer Group 52, our broadcast, a house there. If you do not have Facebook, you can go out and Google Prayer News Network. Just Google Prayer News Network, and you will certainly see our most recent broadcast there as well. Amen. Again, truly, we're so grateful for all that the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. It just feels good, amen, to be back here, amen, to be live, amen, with each of you, amen. Again, it's good to hear your voices again. Thank God for you on tonight. Thank God for what he has done and for what he is doing. Glory to God. He's doing great things. Amen. People of God, we will be live again on tomorrow night. Amen. Come on back to be with us tomorrow night. Amen. We will have our teaching, glory to God, by Minister Craig Cannon. Amen. So come on back and be with us on tomorrow night live. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again for you, Minister Ollie. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Glory to God. And we just want to lift you, amen, before the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you again. We give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. We thank you for your woman servant. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for using her in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, God, for her yielding to be used by you. We're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your prepared word for your people in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon her afresh now in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, glory be to God, that you would strengthen her, that you would restore virtue unto her in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking on tonight, glory to God, that you would meet her very need. We're asking you on tonight, yes, glory to God, for whatever her heart's desire. We're asking that you would move for her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to give her divine strength, God, as she's a strength to others, as she ministers to others. We're asking you, glory to God, to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh, God, from above, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for restoring virtue unto her. Thank you for restoring virtue, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Yadamosha. Yadamaha. Yadamakoshe, God. Imoshe. Even now we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you for what you're doing in our life. Thank you for what you're doing in our ministry. Thank you for what you're doing in our family, God. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what concerns her concerns you. And we're thanking you, glory to God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for meeting our needs. Thanking you for opening doors. Glory to God, we're thanking you for opening doors for your servant now. Doors, oh God, that she will go in and declare your word. We thank you. We bless you now. We're thanking you for the yes that's down in our soul. We're thanking you for the yes
that's down in her soul. We glorify your emotion. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we say continue to have your way in her life. We're asking you, oh God, to bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God. Cause your face to shine upon her. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for every blessing. We're thanking you. We're glorifying you now in thy precious name, Jesus. We say continue to have your way in her life. We're asking that you would cover her. We're asking that you would shield her now, oh God, in your precious blood. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation of the enemy. We forbid it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood covering. We're thanking you for your shielding. Father, hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her in your shed blood. We do pray, and for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart. Hallelujah. Say amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, again for you, Minister Ali. God bless you tonight. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you, amen, as a yielded vessel unto him. Glory to God, to bless and to strengthen the people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So at this time, we're going to release the line back unto you. Glory to God for final remarks. Amen. And for the dismissal of the line. Again, people of God, don't forget to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Jesus is our teaching night. Amen. Come on back. Bring your pen, your pencil. Amen. And invite someone else to come and be blessed. Amen. God bless you, Minister Ali. You have the platform.
God bless you, God. Katina, bless you all. God bless you. Thank God for this night. Thank God for what you've done. And Father, we also ask you to strengthen, and we ask you to encourage. We ask you to uplift the Letts family, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. All those that is bereaved tonight, God, the Graham family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Richardson family, Lord, be with the Mark.
Yes.
In
Jesus'
name. All over the world, God, those that that God have lost loved ones, be with them tonight.
Yes,
be with
Lord.
Them tonight. Cause your face to shine upon your people. Now keep us, God. Cover us now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide us even now behind the cross, God. In the name of Jesus, let us have sweet sleep. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. I love you. And you good night and good night
amen.
And good night.
Amen. Amen. God bless. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
Bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.